Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Bye-bye, Gypsa. Colin Woodall, NCBA, joins us in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
The so-called Gypsa rule has been around since the 2008 Farm Bill, and it's been either strongly supported or strongly opposed by various livestock groups. Supporting Gypsa, the so-called populist groups like National Farmers Union, RCAF USA, U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Against Gypsa, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers, and the National Chicken Council. And in the middle has been Farm Bureau, who has little use for Gypsa when it comes to pork and to the beef cattle industry, but believing that the poultry industry needs some safeguards for contract growers. Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says it's been a long battle, but he's very happy that finally this week, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has pulled the plug on Gypsa. Colin, when we use the term Gypsa rule, what is it? What are we really talking about?
The Gypsa rule was USDA's opportunity to get right in the middle of cattle marketing. In essence, it would tell cattle producers how they could or could not market their cattle. And they did so by trying to define what is fair. Now, there's a lot of discussions that we have in the cattle business, and even among ourselves sometimes we don't always agree on what's fair or unfair when it comes to cattle marketing. But we can all agree that the last group we want defining fairness is the U.S. government, regardless of administration. So to be able to take them out of that ability to define fair and to allow us to market cattle the way we want to is the reason why getting rid of this rule is so important to all of us, because it allows us to go back and focus on the value-added marketing programs that our industry has spent so many years trying to build.
And Colin Woodall says this move by Secretary Perdue effectively kills this regulation.
When you look at the history of this issue, as I said, going back to the 2008 Farm Bill, there have been a lot of starts and stops. There have been efforts to slow it down and delay it by defunding any action on it through the appropriations process. There have been legislative attempts to try to stall it. There have been phone calls from Congress to a couple of different secretaries of agriculture in trying to stop this. But this is the final phase of this rulemaking, and the decision made by Secretary Perdue to withdraw this rule is the final kill shot. So it is deader than the doornail, and we're very appreciative that Secretary Perdue understood the impact it was going to have on our marketing opportunities, and we just can't thank him enough for making this decision to protect our ability to market cattle how we want to, where we want to, and under the circumstances that make us the most money possible.
Colin Woodall, the Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their D.C. office. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.